butcher shop.
What is the word?
The word is love, life, dignity, creation, Rastafari. Those are the words, many words, that means progressiveness.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Jah is my help and my strength, so whom shall I fear? He's a shield upon my right and my left hand, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my light and my salvation, so whom shall I fear? He's my guide throughout this creation, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my guide in my resting and my rising, so whom shall I fear? He's my guide when I step out and forward in, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my guide when the Philistines come down upon me, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when my enemies come to devour me, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my keeper. Jah is my guide from the pestilence of darkness, so whom shall I fear? He's my guide from the vampire of hell, so shall I afraid?
Jah is my king.
my health and my strength. So whom shall I fear? He is a shield upon my right and my left hand. So whom shall I fear?
Jah is my keeper. Who shall I fear? This is Culture Shock Radio's weekly edition podcast called Shockwave, a production of Culture Shock Music, KULCHASHOK.com. For more, my name is Lanzo on your radio. This is a very special, intimate, and heartfelt program dedicated to the cannabis culture by way of International Peter Tosh Day, April 20th. This is Culture Shock's 420 edition with an emphasis on the Bush Doctor, the man himself wanted, dread and alive, Mr. Peter Hebert McIntosh, better known to the world as Peter Tosh. And Jah is the keeper. Remember, all things come from creation. And that's how we kick it off, one of my favorite songs of Peter Tosh. And we will be featuring pretty much the music of Peter Tosh with regards to the cannabis culture, some covers, some rarities, some special speeches, which is where we're going now, because the day that Peter Tosh lived for has manifested. Ganja is free, and he wanted it to be legal in his homeland where it is legal in Jamaica. They actually even have a retail store in Jamaica. So big up Peter Tosh, all his fans worldwide. This is a playlist partially curated by his daughter, Niambi Tosh, who we had very similar choices. So this is something we helped her with for another program. And we are honored to be a part of that. So now we will listen to the great Peter Tosh as he speaks about herb smoking and do the biggest ganja tune in the world on Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave.
It is totally illegal for me not to smoke herb, see? And totally unlawful, or what you would say, ungodly, because it is against my religion not to smoke herb, see? Because he watered the hills from his chambers and the earth is satisfied. He maketh the grass to grow for animals and herb for the use of man. And the laws that man lay down to incriminate and victimize and humiliate man for the use of herb. It is becoming so monotonous and, you know,
absurd.
You know, it looks so primitive, you know. And because I was just coming into America the other day and got checked for just some dust in Jamaica that grow everywhere. See? Every corner you look, herb tree grows there. And you can't stop it from grow, because I come to America and spend 2 weeks, and when I go back to my house, it's a big tree like this. Yes, I. So it's just a thing.
What can you do about that?
Yes, I mean, just go and smoke it.
Smoke it.
Because right, you know the use of it, see? And herb is created for medical, spiritual, and scientific purposes, see? And man is trying to make it look insignificant to man, or people who claim themselves to be more privileged than some people, see? And research and search and go through all form of lubrical outformation and all kind of, I can't even express it on the radio here because they may sound subversive, you know. And the people who make the law and call this dangerous drugs and poison, they don't charge you for attempting suicide when you commit such an act or such a felony. Because if a man is using something dangerous to his temple, that means he's committing a felony or attempting to commit a felony to his system or destroy the system. And they don't charge you for that. In charge of having dangerous drugs in your possession or ganja, I don't know what ganja is. Ganja is a bird in Australia.
Culture Shock Shockwave, our weekly podcast dedicated this episode to cannabis culture and the man who lived and died for the cannabis, for the ganja. His day has come. It is now officially legalized in most corners of the world, or it's on its way. So big up yourself, Peter. Yes, I remember the song recorded in Jamaica in 1974, released locally there in 1975, and CBS Records picked it up in 1976. And you can hear all of the benefits he was talking about in 1974, which had to manifest well before that. So those who don't know need to pay attention long before any of us were even keen to it. So we're smoking a big fatty for Mr. Peter Tosh today as it's legalized. This is the International Peter Tosh Day Tribute for April 20th, 420, and celebrating the cannabis culture with the music of Mr. Tosh, the words of Mr. Tosh, some of the favorites, some different versions, some rare songs, some cover songs, and special selections from his daughter, Niambi Tosh, who in the next episode will be our special guest on an interview in part two of International Peter Tosh Day and 420, celebrating the cannabis culture. In the meantime, we want to spread the cannabis like we do the reggae music, like a disease bigger than COVID. It's called reggae mellitus. Yes, I hope you catch the fever of reggae music. It's Culture Shocks, Shockwave, Lanzo's All Over Your Radio.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah, man, tell them what you did, Peter. What you do?
With a funny, funny feeling. And that feeling was an unusual feeling. In my bones, yeah. It's in my blood, yeah. In my toes, yeah. Coming up to my brain, yeah. I went to the doctor.
Get a beating, Lord. They must get a beating, yeah.
Yeah, man, they must get the beating, Bridging. How you mean? Them have to. Yes, that is Buju Bantan. One of my favorite combinations in the world. Yo, man, mentor to Mr. Buju, Mr. Peter Tosh. Must get the beating. Babylon have a go get a beating. Wicked style, Bridging. They can't go on so no more, Bridging. We not in a it, man. We not in a it. Right now, it's sentimental time. First reggae song we ever heard was called Legalize It. So anything off that album is something special to I. And we want you to feel the vibes. Here today on International Peter Tosh Day, a celebration of cannabis culture as well, as it's celebrated April 20th every year. And this is our tribute to the movement of Peter Tosh and cannabis culture. Three in a row from the legendary album called Legalize It. Three of my favorites, Till the Well Runs Dry, Catchy Shuby, and we have to go bury them who get a beating because they need it, Bridging. It goes so. Shockwave. A shock out today, Bridging.
You said you love me. And then you left. You broke every promise.
What you gonna do when your well runs dry?
watched you pass by me. But you said nothing, not one single word. But I know you're gonna miss me, and you're gonna be blue. But tell me, tell me, what you gonna do when you're feeling blue? What you gonna do, woman, when you're feeling blue? What you gonna do when you're feeling so blue? I'd like to know what you gonna do when you're feeling blue. Don't make it drop, cause if it drop, it will pop. And if it pop, no one can mend it, cause if them mend it, you can easily bend it. So we are going to catch it, catch it, should be tonight. All night long we are going to catch it, catch it, should be tonight. Tell me if you like it, catch it, catch it, should be tonight. All night long we are gonna catch it, catch it, should be tonight. It don't take too long to learn, just you do as I say. Or two, and by the next time you will know what to do. We are go catch it, should be tonight. Me and you are go catch it, should be tonight. All night long we are go catch it, should be tonight. Catch it, should be. And when me should be, you be catching. And when you're catching, don't make it drop, cause if it drop, it will pop. And if it pop, no one can mend it, cause if mend it, you can easily bend it. So we are go catch it, should be tonight. All night long we are go catch it, should be tonight. Your mama don't like catch it, should be tonight.
It's Culture Shock Shockwave. It is our tribute to Mr. Peter Tosh on International Peter Tosh Day, celebrated each and every year officially on April 20th, 420, which has a very significant, or has become a very significant date in the cannabis culture. For the story goes that the kids gathered after school at 420 every day and smoked a couple spliffs and felt the high of Jah and nature all in one. From the 1976 album Legalize It, we're paying tribute to the man. Some sentimental tunes there, because as an 11-year-old, this one really rang out to me. It sounded like a modern-day nursery rhyme, but has a lot of meaning behind it, because Peter is such a very deep and serious person. Some of his topics at the time were definitely heavy on an 11, 12-year-old first hearing reggae music. But of course, the legacy lives on. And from the track number 2 off of the original album, Legalize It. This one came right after the title track and co-written by Mr. Bunny Livingston, Bunny Wailer. Now, just because Peter, Bob, and Bunny all went their separate ways did not mean they were not working together, because Bob and Peter and Bunny were together from the early 60s. And now we're doing their solo journeys, but it was still pretty much the Wailers. Bunny co-wrote this one and Till the Well Runs Dry, another track on this same album. Bob and Peter wrote Why Must I Cry, which we will hear later on in the program, as we're doing favorites, rare cuts, new versions, and the words and speeches of Mr. Peter Tosh, and a few little covers on this week's edition of Shockwave, all courtesy of Culture Shock. Lanso is literally all over your video, your radio, or whatever medium you are listening to us. We do give thanks and praise. This is a song that has to play from top, called Burial, on Culture Shock Shockwave. Legalize It album. Yes, I. Sound boy. This is a favorite. So we all gonna tell them this.
You hammer, you hammer, you hammer. you hammer, make me hammer them down. Benny, you rama, you rama, you rama, you rama, make me ram them down. They keep on squeezing me, and they just booties up. They keep on squeezing me, they're trying to break my cup. Give me your hammer, your hammer, your hammer, your hammer, make me hammer them down. Give me your rama, your rama, your rama, your rama, make me ram them down. They keep on fighting me for what I don't know. They keep on fighting me, but they got to go. Pass me hammer, me hammer, me hammer, me hammer, make me hammer them down. Pass me rama, me rama, me rama, me rama, make me ram them down. Victimizing me with colonialism. Penalizing me with imperialism. Lend me your hammer, your hammer, your hammer, your hammer, make me hammer them down. Lend me your rama, your rama, your rama, your rama, make me ram.
To Shock's weekly podcast called Shockwave. My name is Lance O. It is a production of Culture Shock Music. That is Hammer. We got to hammer them down. That is a extended version outtake of Mr. Peter Tosh. We talked about some rare mixes and newer versions and rare songs. Here's another one. This is one they say is unreleased, and it's called Have Some Faith, Mr. Peter Tosh. And I don't know why this one never released. Maybe they just didn't have a good version or something, but yo, tune here, bud. On this week's edition of Shockwave, it is a focus on cannabis culture, celebrating 420, April 20th every year. It is officially claimed and deemed the man, Mr. Peter Tosh, International Peter Tosh Day. Please enjoy. Anything you need, we got it. Reggae music to the bone. Each and every week, bringing you new styles, new music, new ideas, and the best. It is a extension of our weekly blog, which is based on all brand new reggae and Caribbean music. You can check everything out at cultureshock.com for this program, for the blog, and for our daily news on surf and reggae music at cultureshock.com/blog, because that's where it all stems from. Thank you for listening.
There are so many, so many founding a new philosophy?
A new philosophy. It isn't a new philosophy. It is the world's philosophy. It's the philosophy of humanity. It's the philosophy's commandment of Jah, given down to man. See, the inadequate distribution of the earth's resources is causing complication upon creation. See? And all those things, unconstitutional laws and injustices, man's inhumanity to man, all those things cause complication on creation. See? The domination of one nation to another nation, all those things cause complication. See? So those are things that we the youths have to rise up and see in this time. Because you call upon the youths, because they are strong physically, mentally, and spiritually.
What should they do?
Well, do as the conscious youths do. Every man's supposed to know what consciousness is in this time. Every youth, rather. No youth supposed to ask any other youth what should he do. He's supposed to know.
I'm a nago, a jail.
Well, we know Peter never wanted to go to jail for ganja. He never felt like it was illegal or he was doing something wrong. And part two of our cannabis culture celebrating International Peter Tosh Day, we do interview his daughter, Nyambi McIntosh. She is part of the, she's basically spearheading anything that has to do with the Peter Tosh Foundation, Minorities for Marijuana, which is helping to reform this, you know, the prison system, because her brother Tosh One died in there for a marijuana charge and was basically unprotected. And so there is a lot going on with the Tosh Foundation and the Tosh family and the Tosh initiatives. And there's outreach, there's community events, there's celebrations. Obviously, there's music, there's products, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Please tune in to next week's edition of Shockwave. It will be episode number 18 with Nyambi Tosh. This is number 17, celebrating International Peter Tosh Day and the cannabis culture that we know and love. Now, if you know Peter Tosh is a man who had a way with words, he'd like to change up the English language to benefit and make it sound better and be more representations of what it actually should sound like, not only in meaning, but with the sounds, because words have sound and power. One of the most favorite and expressive and strongest words used in the Jamaican patois is bomba clot. So much so that Peter wrote a song. We're going to play the remastered version. Was remastered in 2002. And get this, we will play the dub version, which many of you probably have never heard. It's a very rare, as we do this on Shockwave, Culture Shock's weekly podcast, found on all your podcast platforms, including cultureshock.com/blog, because the original name Shockwave is still our weekly blog as well, which this is an extension. So go listen to all the episodes. Hope you enjoy it. Ta bomba clot.
Thank you. the shit's been weak, got to rearrange.
The wicked, wicked bass on old Bomba Clot, the rare dub version, courtesy of Mr. Peter Tosh. On our tribute to him on his day, April 20th, 420, celebrating cannabis culture and International Peter Tosh Day. So big up on yourself for tuning in here today and celebrating one of the greatest men to ever walk this earth. All right. Now we talk about some of the cover songs of Mr. Peter Tosh. Now, some of the biggest ones are, of course, done by his ex-member, Mr. Bob Marley. 400 Years, Run for Cover, Redder Than Red, MAGA Dog are all some songs that Bob sang, but were actually penned by Peter. And probably the biggest one that is not given enough credit to Peter on this song is Get Up, Stand Up. And here is the Bob Marley and the Wailers rendition after Peter and Bunny had left the Wailers. But always, no disrespect, only solid and maximum respect every time for each and everybody that's a reggae soldier in the reggae world playing their part to continue and forward the message, because we all have to get up and stand up when it comes to reggae music. Shockwave.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
It's Shockwave, all courtesy of Culture Shock Music, our weekly podcast that we do each and every week. And it is our celebration of cannabis culture and International Peter Tosh Day. And that is an early version of an original Peter Tosh 400 years, also done by the Wailers, Bob Marley and the crew. Enough respect. Well, we're going to wrap up the program, but we still got lots more coming for you. This will be the last time we give breath on air. We're going to leave you, we're going to close it with the world famous One Love's Peace Concert and the speech that Peter Tosh gave. Very moving, and kind of sent some shockwaves through the, not only through the industry, but through Jamaica. And there was some, many say, some repercussions for that, but that is for those who want to judge, judge. We will leave you with that. Well, with two songs we're going to leave you prior to that. The last song we're going to play is one called an anthem for Peter Tosh called The Bush Doctor. Now, this one that we're going to play is called and dedicated to his children, Jawara and Niambe, a.k.a. Miss Tosh and Tosh One, or Ja Tosh, formerly of the sound system called Steppin' Razor, because that was their sound. And you can hear more about that in our part two of our International Peter Tosh Day, as we pay tribute to the man, to him and what he believed in, and cannabis culture, celebrated every year April 20th. My name is Lanceau. This is all produced by Culture Shock. If you need more from us or anything about what we do or this program, you can check out cultureshock.com. There is a lot of information, maybe even a little too much, but enjoy. This is Steppin' Razor, dedicated to Niambe, and God bless his soul. Job, may you praise him every time. Tosh One, Jawara, McIntosh, we love you, brother. Special request to you and your sister, Niambe, on Culture Shock's Shockwave.
Watch my size, I'm dangerous. Say I'm dangerous. I'm like a walking razor. Don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous. Dangerous. If you are a bully, treat me good. If you are a bully, I beg you treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous. Dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size. I'm dangerous. Dangerous. If you are a chucky, nobody chucky from me. If you are a chucky, nobody chuck from me. Yeah. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size. I'm dangerous. I'm so dangerous. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't you watch my size. I'm dangerous. Dangerous. If you eat asphalt,
warning. The Sergeant General warns. Cigarette smoking is dangerous. Dangerous. Hazard to your health. Does that mean anything to you? Them legalize marijuana. Right here in Jamaica, yeah. Them say it cured glaucoma, yeah. I'm an Adi Bush doctor. Legalize marijuana, yeah.
reality. So there'll be no more illegal humiliation, and no more police intimidation. Legalize marijuana down here in sweet Jamaica. Only cure for glaucoma. I'm an Adibush doctor.
Talking about pirates. Yeah, but some little pirate now, we just come from America, all boat, and with them camera and them TV business. So go do a get rich or fire and I. But hear me now, man. I don't make source and I can't come talk to you, because you know, a lightning I flash. Oh, anywhere in the ends of the earth in the day, I flash lightning. So to make sure to come give me some good argument about my rights. Saying, I'm not calling on him, because people eat off in the head. Well, right now, Jamaica have been living under this colonial imperialistic situation for a long time. See? Where irrespective of what's going on now and what government in power, government have to know that you have a whole lot of evil forces to fight who don't like to see nothing progressive, so learn that. And the devil is a dangerous guy. See? And I hear not that this year is anti-apartheid year. We mean say black people must be more aware and conscious of them constitutional rights, when most black people who is called the underprivileged don't know what name so. You might forgot to ask someone who is privileged. You know what I'm saying? Hear me, man, them big old bright lights on me, I mean they've no walk. How can I business a swamp? I wanna want the blind man. Oh, you know, stun off them thing they hear, so them light are too focused on my mind. Just go so with it or so or up, so. I wanna wonder. Cha. Well, right now, you see, this shit to me, this colonial shit to me here. Yes, me want to see who me I talk to. Pay a bloodbath light in my eye. This colonial shit to me will rule the underprivileged. I am one of them who happen to be in the underprivileged sector. You know what I'm saying? Hustled by police brutality, times and times again, I've run up and down for what? For just have a little spliff in my pocket, or have a round of herb, or I go buy a draw. You go buy a draw, you have your tents and cock your body and all them blood bath until you come back, because police go to back you up, roadblock go down the road. You have to talk the truth, because them thing there's when me go through a blood bath already. Seen? Seen? And them the thing there, learn this, man, those things is just things where Columbus and those guys who was the lawmakers in those times set up to keep the underprivileged underprivileged. Seen? In a scene, because learn this, man, you this society, you have three class of people in this society. You have the upper middle class, you have the middle class, and the lower middle class. I and I, who is the poor and the underprivileged and the sufferer in the ghetto, happen to be in the lower middle class, struggling to get in the middle class and fighting to reach there. Well, the rigid force of the air who control the Jesus, in a scene, and them big bank account in Switzerland and them thing there. Them guys say, well, we can't make them thing there happen, you know. It's few like a big guy stop them thing there, you know. And the poor suffer at all time. Right now, we can't get soap or shop or Rasta Castle. Chew them big bloodbath guys there. You know, see, me want to climb, cook all my food, me can't get them thing there. I and I have to set up this country here and eliminate all those shit him that black poor people don't live in confusion, because hungry people are angry people. I am not a politician, but I suffer the consequences. Seen? Well, right now, you see, if the government, right now, Mr. Manley, me go and talk to you personally, because me can't talk to you, because me and his friend, so you say, you see, well, right now, in this 1972 election. We call a long time, me that like come talk to you, but right now, me can't get to talk to you, because me have to make an appointment and all them business there. You know what I'm saying? And too much thing, and me have the whole world on my shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Well, right now, as a man of power and a ruler of this little country here, not you alone, Mr. Siaga too. Oh, because I said, go. We would like the members of parliament must come together. It's not dealing with the people and the suffering class, car police still out there brutalize poor people for what? A little draw herb. See? Every time you go to country, me have your fret till me reach back on my yard to buy a little draw herb. And me personally, if it was for me alone, every police station lock up and police just sleep on yard and hug up your wife. You know? Me no want nothing for teeth. Me go through the lowest degradation of humiliation and incrimination and brutality. And yet still I never bend my mind and say, boy, I make a try lick off a man the shop door and say, father, hold something. Still I not say my brothers are criminal, you know. Learn this, because when Columbus and Henry Morgan and Francis Drake come on, yeah, I'm going to call them pirates and put them in my reading book and give us observation that we must look at and live the life and the principle of pirates. See the youth them now, I fire up them gun like Henry Morgan and same way. You know seeing? So, them the shit seem they have to change. So right now, if the government just come together and say, right now, if we want to build this country and build the people them, because right now you can't build the country and don't build the people. People suffering from malnutrition and all them things there going wrong. We can't afford to have them things there. We have a whole lot of land out of a plant herb. Sell to them, sell to the pirate them. Because if them did have the herb not for them country, we couldn't get none. You know seeing? Well, I and I blessed with this resource here. I want to quiet on you while I say it's earthquake. We're quick. I don't think it's no joke business this, you know. It's looking more than go down police. Broke on the Rasta cast the same way. Oh, whoa, fair little jar herb, and it's just a shit stem that lay down to belittle the poor. You know seeing? It's only the poor go to jail. Every time you go in a jail, it's a poor man. A pair of poor people me seen there. The rascal, they go a courthouse, it's full of poor people. You know seeing? Well, I heard. Well, I and I like the government do something towards it. Just tell the police them, say. Right now, just ease down them little thing, man. You see a man that's split for going up on road. Right now, I'm going to tell you something. In America, Germany, France, England, Italy, me go to the whole of them places physically, mentally, and spiritually. And you know me go to go see? And every pack of cigarettes is marked warning. The Sergeant General warns that cigarette smoking is dangerous, a hazard to your health. See? In a black man country, that not there, making go and smoke and kill off himself. That them can't get to inherit the earth. You know, see? And we dead gone to heaven. See? Say, for no one go ahead, a fool of business, I will be here a billion years.
Culture shock.